From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Maria Muriel. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Juno Diaz is in town to bring his Vona Voices workshop to Miami. The workshop has been training minority writers in the Bay Area for 15 years. This week and next week at the University of Miami, selected writers are learning from authors such as Achi Obejas, David Mura, and Juno Diaz himself. Thank you for joining me today, Juno.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me about Vona. You've been doing it for a while. What do the writers do there, and why is it coming to Miami?
It's a grassroots arts organization that more or less has dedicated itself to provide the sort of safe space and sort of learning space for all writers of color, which is an unusual confluence.
And you're talking about the experiences of a writer of color, right? That those can be shared in a safe space where the writers will feel like those can be appreciated, right?
Well, I mean, not just experience. What happens if a writer of color wants to write about white supremacy, wants to write about being a racialized person? This is a country where more than half the country does not believe that white supremacy or racism exists. That is very stark derangement compared to what people of color see and what they experience.
When you were in your MFA program 20 years ago, there was the unbearable two whiteness that you've written about, and you said not much had changed, but now we're seeing Juan Felipe Herrera was just named the first Latino poet laureate. Do you think things are changing in the literary world?
Well, I mean, it's sort of the question, just because we elected a black president, is this country any more hospitable to black bodies and black communities? And so the question is, because we get a Latino poet laureate, does that mean that this place, the literary culture of the United States, any less hostile to people of color? All I know is that this past year, the New York Times published its summer reading list, and all the books, every genre, every book was bought by white people. So I don't know. I don't see improvements.
So you write a lot about being Dominican, and your writing is sort of steeped in Dominican identity and being Dominican in the Northeast. Dominican politicians have criticized you really harshly for speaking out about laws that would strip those Haitian Dominicans of their Dominican citizenship. And
was that harsh?
Do you not think it was?
Really?
The criticism of you?
What's the criticism? Personal attacks?
Correct.
That's not harsh. That's okay. A distraction. I mean, when you have an argument and somebody attacks you personally, that's a sign that you must be doing something. Somebody, you know, must feel very threatened by this.
Is it much different than our political climate, you think? Or
I definitely think both nations are adversarially organized. Both nations have incredibly cynical, manipulative elites. Probably the big difference is that right at this moment, the Dominican Republic is experiencing a state of terror, and that is being exacerbated by the government and by the military and by all sorts of ideologues. Like, I was in San Domingo all last week, and the terror is very thick. It's very, very real.
What is it like?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like, imagine, you know, folks who think that any day they could just be rounded up, beaten, you know, or perhaps even worse. And so lots of Haitian Dominicans and, quote, you know, the undocumented Haitian are in hiding, are very worried. Especially a lot of the undocumented are saying, hey, man, the last time the Dominican Republic had a problem with undocumented Haitians and Haitian Dominicans, it chopped them to pieces.
Trujillo.
Yeah, a massacre, a genocide. And all of this ties into a larger politics of anti-immigration, of all of these nations in the world, first developing, all of them having a real problem with their immigrants and wanting to sort of demonize them in ways that allow immigrants to be permanently cast as second-class citizens. The politics of U.S. immigration and the politics of Dominican immigration, I think that they speak to each other. They have a lot in common.
Thank you for joining me today, Juno.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Juno Diaz is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. He's bringing the Vona Writing Workshop for Minority Writers to the University of Miami this month. You can catch a reading by Mr. Diaz and his workshop colleagues tonight at 7 at the Congregational Church of Christ in Coral Gables. Go to WLRN.org for more info. WLRN intern Alex Gonzalez helped produce this interview. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Maria Muriel.